We're on the American Hereford Association media tour this week. I've been touring in western Nebraska. And we're going to visit with one of the directors of the American Hereford Association who's joined us on the tour here, Marty Lewick, who manages the Jornigan Ranch in Missouri. And Marty, that's in, you were telling me, southwestern Missouri?
South central Missouri.
Okay. And tell us about the operation there.
Well, it's a little over 4,000 acres there in south central Missouri. We're down in what most people would call the Ozarks. We've mostly a seed stock operation. We're going to calve in about 400 cows this year of registered Herefords, and then we maintain 160 head commercial herd, which exists of, you know, a Hereford base. We use an Angus, red Angus bulls, and a Hereford bull rotation back and forth on those, trying to make a baldy, either a red baldy or a black baldy in that situation. And with those commercial calves, some of those are sold off as feeder calves, and then the heifers are usually retained. And we run them through the Show Me Select protocol there, and you sell those as bred heifers normally. It kind of gives us some extra income. Going through some of that extra work, it's been beneficial to the operation. Mainly grass. We have about 450 acres of hay. Pretty much a graze year-round. Rainfall normally in that 35 to 40 inch rainfall a year. So it's good grass ground, good cattle. Not much for crops. We have a lot of clay and rock, and so. Our cash crops cows.
Well, we've been hearing on the tour here a pretty nice resurgence in the Hereford breed, Hereford business. Have you seen that in your own operation?
Most definitely. Our bull sales have probably doubled here in the last 3 to 4 years. You know, when I first come around, I've been there 30 years, and when we first came, it was hard to sell Hereford bulls. You could, but not a lot of demand for them. And the last 4 years, the demand has just increasingly got better every year, and it's kind of nice to see that. It's like people are rediscovering heterosis or crossbreeding. There's a lot of value there, and you know, with the research projects we've done with the Hereford Association, showing that you've got $30 more per cow and you've got 7% more fertility and things like that. You know, in this day and time, even though the prices are high, we're still looking to add to our bottom line. And I think that with the cow herd being 70% black probably out here in the country, that this is one way to probably increase your bottom line without doing other things like increasing cow herd and some of those other things. Just become maybe more efficient with what they already have.
Now, you've got your annual production sale coming up here just the next couple weeks?
Yes, October 8th will be our 19th production sale. Historically, we offer a lot of cow and calf pairs in that sale. There'll be spring pairs, and which we will split those heifer calves off. We'll sell some bull calves, some fall calvers, and some bred heifers. So kind of nice diversity there. There's a lot of different operations that are here. Some don't spring calves, some fall calves, so we're able to kind of supply seed stock to all those people.
Now, you were telling me you made quite a change last year in changing what is kind of tradition as far as these production sales are concerned.
Yeah, we changed our sale format, and using buyhereford.com, we got out ahead of the sale and videoed our sale cattle. So you got to see each individual lot. If it was a cow-calf lot, we videoed the cow-calf together, showed them in motion, so virtually you get all dimensions of that cow. You see her rear end, you see her side, you see her moving, you see her udder, and just not a still picture. And as most catalogs are, you'll have a few still pictures and not everything, but this way you could see everything. And we put those videos up online a couple weeks before the sale, and it was kind of fun to see how many hits each sale lot got, and people were able to go down through and study and mark their books. And then we used that same video in our sale format, where instead of live cattle going through a sale ring, we set up three screens around where the ring would normally set, and run those videos when each lot, you know, when we were ready to sell that lot, we'd run that video for that lot. I think we're one of the first in Missouri to use that format. We're we're going to do it again this year. We had great reviews with it. I was very nervous about it because, you know, that's all I've ever known is live cattle. But I can see where this thing can be really a thing that we'll see a lot of people doing in the near future, and taking advantage of the technology. It's a lot less wear and tear on people and the cattle. And so I think it'd be very beneficial to a lot of the, you know, applications that it could be applied to.
Now, were people coming ahead of time to look at them in person, or?
Yeah, we still have that, and we still, you know, I'm not doing it online presently. We're still doing it the traditional way, where you call a ring man or a person there and bid on cattle for you if you can't attend. What I seen with that last year was the comfort level when they left a bid on a cow. There wasn't a lot of questions asked. They may asked about production records and things like that, but they got to see this cow like they would see at sale day or any time they'd come to the ranch in motion. And virtually those videos last for a minute to a minute and a half. And like I said, it gave all the views of that animal or animals and the things that you would normally look at. So I think the comfort level that people had with it was really good. And we really don't have it online. It's supposed to be online tomorrow, but it's up on YouTube right now, and you can get to it by just going to YouTube and type in Jernigan right now and find it. But after tomorrow, if you type in buyherford.com, you can get to the full video by lot.